You're listening to SBS News.
Harvey Weinstein's high-profile sex crimes trial has begun and could end with the once mighty Hollywood producer jailed for life if he's convicted on charges of predatory sexual assault. Officer. Mr. Weinstein entered the New York State courthouse looking frail in a dark suit and using a walking frame after reported back surgery. It's more than 2 years since a slew of allegations against him triggered waves of outrage over sexual assault in the workplace, leading to the downfall of dozens of powerful men. Defence lawyer Donna Ritano says Mr. Weinstein deserves a fair trial.
So we are here hoping to pick and find a fair jury. And we believe that that's going to be possible, and we're going to continue to press on and remind everyone that in this great country, you are innocent until proven guilty, and no evidence has yet been presented to a court or a jury or trier of any fact, and that is why we are here to start this trial.
Mr. Weinstein faces five charges stemming from allegations he raped a woman in 2013 and performed a forcible sex act on another woman in 2006. But Mr. Weinstein has pleaded not guilty to all charges. Two accusers are set to take the stand during the trial, as well as a third woman who is expected to testify that Mr. Weinstein raped her in 1993. In all, more than 80 women, including stars such as Gwyneth Paltrow and Angelina Jolie, have accused Mr. Weinstein of sexual misconduct. The charges against Harvey Weinstein have given momentum to the Me Too campaign that has prompted millions of women around the world to break the silence that often exists around sexual harassment and assault. The charges also spawned the Time's Up movement, which has set up a legal defence fund to support women who have been subjected to sexual assault and harassment. Outside the courthouse, a group of accusers, including actresses Rosanna Arquette and Rose McGowan, demanded accountability for Harvey Weinstein.
As one of the silence breakers, I stand in solidarity with the brave survivors who will take the stand against Harvey Weinstein in this trial. While emotion of the day runs high, I join these other women who were also harmed by Harvey Weinstein to say, we aren't going anywhere.
Lawyers are expected to question potential jurors about their knowledge and opinion of the case, their work history, and whether they've been victims of sexual misconduct. Gloria Allred is the lawyer representing the women. Ms. Allred says the best outcome will be not only a fair trial for Mr. Weinstein, but a fair trial for any witness who testifies, because often, she says, witnesses do not feel like they're being treated fairly.
In reference to the accusers that I represent, and that's Mimi and Annabella, I'm just honored to represent them because they are very courageous. They've agreed to testify under oath. They've agreed to subject themselves to what I'm sure will be a very vigorous cross-examination. And they are doing so because it's in the interest of justice for them to do it.
If Mr. Weinstein is acquitted, he's still likely to face legal problems with at least 29 women in the United States, Canada and Europe having brought civil claims against him. The parties have been trying to work out a settlement to resolve most of the civil cases, but the deal would not require Harvey Weinstein to contribute personally or to admit wrongdoing, prompting at least one woman to reject the proposal. In December 2019, Mr. Weinstein gave an interview to the New York Post and was quoted as saying, the charges are not what he wants to be remembered for.
I feel like the forgotten man. I made more movies directed by women and about women than any filmmaker. And I'm talking about 30 years ago. I'm not talking about now when it's vogue. I did it first. I pioneered it. It all got eviscerated because of what happened. My work has been forgotten.
The film company founded with his brother Bob, the Weinstein Company, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganisation in March 2018. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.